Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk, the connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Tabaka Ncube. Today, we are discussing a surge in the crime rate in Zimbabwe for the last quarter of 2023, with young people being the main offenders. Figures released by the Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency, ZimStats, show an increase of almost 22%. But first, a look at what's happening elsewhere. Once a successful lawyer, Ola Biha, is now a military commander in Ukraine's Territorial Defense Forces, Biha, who goes by the call sign which oversees a mortar battery. Anna Kostuchenko has her story.
Fire. Her comrades call her the witch. Why I have this call sign is a secret, and I've already said I'll reveal this secret after the war is over. But to give you a hint, it's because I can set the sky on fire.
Bihar is from the Donetsk region. She moved to Kyiv in 2014 after Russia-backed separatists started hostilities in Donbas. In Kyiv, Bihar worked as a lawyer. But the day after Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Bihar joined the army, leaving her family behind. As she fights, her 7-year-old son waits for her at home.
He knows what I'm doing and he supports me. He says he's proud of me.
Bihar's military service began with the liberation of the Kyiv region in April 2022, shortly after the start of the war. The following November, she joined the artillery troops and was quickly promoted to mortar battery commander.
In artillery troops, I found my soulmates with whom I could build an effective unit. So when the position in the mortar battery became vacant, I immediately transferred.
Bihar is in charge of a battery of 6 mortars.
I see it. We're about to start. What I do is I calculate all the corrections and protractors, as well as take part in building a whole motor system.
Bihar says the most important thing she learned on the job is to trust her gut.
You just get this gut feeling, and if it seems to you that something is off, you have to listen to your intuition. And that is especially true when you're in the military.
As of January, more than 45,000 women were serving in Ukraine's armed forces, according to the Defense Ministry. About 13,400 women were in combat roles, and more than 4,000 were deployed in combat. Anna Kostuchenko for VOA News, Donetsk region, Ukraine.
And back home, Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world today to commemorate World Social Workers Day. This comes amid a range of serious issues affecting people, including the current dry spell, fueled by the El Nino weather phenomenon and a general harsh political and economic situation in the Southern African nation. Civil servants are also calling for nationwide strikes over poor salaries. Labour Deputy Minister Mercy Dina says the government appreciates the work that is being done by social workers and is also trying to improve their salaries and employment conditions.
The government is really happy with social workers, and you can see that the government appreciates what the social workers are doing, because they are helping people from the rural areas to towns, and also There is the amendment of the Social Workers Act, which is undergoing, and also with that, I think the plight of the social workers is going to improve. Swara nasi rakakoshera pakuti. My social workers day, social workers ndo vanoona kana nezve ma street kids, ndofunga maona ma street kids achitamba apa, vana vatobva mu street vanzwa music vauya, and we are responsible for those children, and munoziva kuti zvo vamwe vacho ivava mukavabvunza vanenge vakatotiza kubva kuma children's home. Ma social workers tinovatenda nokuti zvo ndivo vanoita kuti zvo upenyu hwevanhu like vari muvanhu pane zvakawanda zvinoitika through social work. Pane mari dzinopohwa vanhu vemumaruwa through social work, and kune chibage zvakare chiri kupohwa. Kune zvakawanda wanda zvinopohwa, even varuma children's home, varuma elderly home vanotori ne allocation yavo yavanopohwa ye $20 per individual vachipohwa.
That was a public service, labor and social welfare deputy minister Mercy Dina speaking in Harare. Outgoing International Federation of Social Workers of Africa president Noel Morizo told Studio 7 that social workers in Zimbabwe must be given incentives such as housing allowances and loans to minimize brain drain.
Nyaya yechauviri inyaya yakakosha zvikuru. Ma social worker vanhu vanotoenda kubasa, vanhu vane dzimbavo, vanhu vane vanavo, vanhu vanotarisirawo kuti vawane upenyu hwakati nakei. Ndingati pasi rose kunyange zvedu tichiinda kunze tichinotsvaka kwekushandira, tingatotiwo ikoko futi kwakatotinakira sema social worker. Sema social worker pasi rose tinongoramba tichichema kuti dai upenyu hweduwo nevatinoshandira vachititarisawo vachionavo kuti isusuwo upenyu hweduwo hwabira sei. Nyaya yekubuda hatingaiti yakashata zvayo, yakanakawo nekuti kubudawo kwavo kunoitawo kuti vawanewo ruzivo, vaendewo kure vandodzidzavo vachitichiwana vachitumirawo kuno upenyuwo huchisanduka. Mukatarisa masocial worker kwese nyekunana South Africa vanobuda nemunowo tinobuda, asiwo zvii zvatingaitawo kuti tisanyanya kuramba tichiinda kunowo kuchisara kusina, mavende achiwanda uye tichirasikirwa nevane experience, tichisara nevashoma vanenge vasara vaya voita experience voinda, toita sei? Iyi nyaya hainetsi, nyaya yedumbu inogona kutarisiwawo, toita sei? Sezvinongoitwawo kunana chiremba, ma incentives akawandavo yekuti vanhu vasainda. Nyaya haisiri yekungotambira mari yaunohora, nyayawo ndeyekuwanawo zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana zvakaitawo sedzimba nezvimwewo zvakadarowo zvinoitawo kuti vanhu vagare pabasa vachishandirawo mhuri dzavo vachiwanawo chauviri.
That was outgoing International Federation of Social Workers of Africa President Noel Morizo speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. In other news, Zimbabwean authorities say they are worried about rising crime, especially armed robberies, whose enforcement has led to law enforcement officers firing and killing suspects. Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare, where analysts say Zimbabwe's crime rate is increasing because poverty has left people in desperate conditions.
Peter Apaure says he has seen conmen operating in his Harare, Zimbabwe neighborhood, pulling underhand deals and selling goods that turn out not to exist. But that's not all, he says.
The crime rate is increasing. Murder cases are rising. So I am pleading with the police to work hard so that citizens are afraid to commit an offense. Police should be respected and must enforce laws diligently, as it now seems that we are in a lawless country with people murdering others freely.
According to official figures, Zimbabwe's national crime rate in the third quarter of 2023 stood at 1,202 per 100,000 people, up slightly from the second quarter. The government reported 1,098 criminal acts leading to death or intending to cause death in that same period, compared to 958 in the third quarter of 2022. Recently, Zimbabwe's police force has expressed concern about a rise in armed robbery, some involving current or former members of the state security. In some cases, police killed suspects in shootouts or when suspects tried to flee. Albert Nguluwe, who heads Parliament's Committee for Defence, Home Affairs, War Veterans and Security Services, says police are sometimes outmanned.
With the limited resources, they are trying. Our crime rate can't compare it with South Africa. We are still better off in Africa. So I think our police are trying their best, although you have some people who always blame them that they're heavy-handed. All what we want is a committee that we want to have peace in this country.
Obed Muzembe, a criminologist at the Muzembe Law Chambers, says Zimbabwe's moribund economy and persistently high inflation are pushing many people toward crime so they can survive.
And then secondly, you are looking at the social fabric. You know, we have had a lot of migrations, people moving to South Africa, moving to the United Kingdom. It has created a society without parents. And as a result, young people are growing up without guidance and without mentorship, and they are bound to indulge in illegal activities.
Muzembe recommends that the government find a way to improve the economy and that the religious institutions and civic society do more to teach people good morals. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.
Thank you, Columbus Mavunga, for that report. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our topic. We are discussing a surge in crime rate in Zimbabwe. For the last quarter of 2023, with young people being the main offenders, Zimstats reports that the, I quote, highest proportion of both new male and female prisoners were aged between 25 and 29, followed by those aged between 20 and 24. It can be observed that after the age of 25 to 29, the number of new prisoners decreases with increasing age and quota. Zimbabwe recorded a spike in crime from 182,427 recorded in the third quarter of 2023 to 221,596 for the last quarter, representing an increase of 21.5%. The most common crimes include assaults and threats, theft, drug abuse, fraud, corruption, and sexual violence. And now to discuss this issue in detail, we are joined on the line by Pastor Chris Ndlovu of the Family of God Church in Filabusi and Mr. Ishe Kwenda, an entrepreneur based in Harare. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you.
siyabonga siqale ngani mfundisi sibona lapha imbiko ethi sekulamacala ama inani lokudalwa kwamacala liyalisengezeleleka elizweni libona njani imbiko le mfundisi
Sanibona njalo abaleli ngiyavumelana nezikhulumi zonke engizishileyo ukuthi amacala ikakhulu awokugebenga esenziwa ngabatsha abeZimbabwe ayangizelela ngesiqubu esimangalisayo. Ngikhangele ngelihlo ngingathi mina elabantu abakhonzayo. Kulezinto ezimbalwa thina esicabanga ukuthi yizo ezibangela ukuthi abatsha bangenele entweni zokugebenga esingakukhangelelanga. Okokuqala, there is such a phenomenon in Zimbabwe emangalisayo ukuthi kulabantu eZimbabwe abaphonguba nemali eningi emangalisayo engazwisisekiyo ukuthi umuntu lo uyithethe ngaphi. And it's now very fashionable ukuthi umuntu kuthiwe nje kwi-social media ule mali unothile unika abantu izinto eziningi kungacaci ukuthi yena usebenza ngaphi njalo uphumelela ngaziphi indlela. Konokho kwenza ukuthi abatsha labo bafise ukuba njengabantu bonabo baqalise ubugebenga. Okwesibili ukuthi nje lapho siyavumelana sibili ukuthi abazali abaningi kabakho abahlali labantwana inkokhe abakhokheli emakhaya abafundisa ukuzibamba bayasilela. But noma kunjalo into emangalisayo eyiningi ukuthi abantu bethu sebengene njengomunye umoya wokuthanda izinto eziningi eziphezulu bengazisebenzelanga. Kuyini okubangela khonokho? Ngingathi mina there is a culture which we have lost as the people of Zimbabwe. I-culture kumbe ngithi isiko lokukhwabitha ukuzisebenzela ngezandla zakho wengezelele umnotho wakho wengezelele izinto olazo ngokusebenza nje. Isiko lelo elokukhwabitha ukusebenza singani sesilahlekelene lalo. And we just have to teach our kids ukuthi basebenze, bathande ukusebenza, bathande ukuseva imali, bengaphongi ukuthanda nje izinto eziphezulu ukuthi umuntu uphonge ukuvuka esenezimota, esenezindlu, esephonge ukunatha emabhawa engasebenzanga. Akula nto enjalo, inotho ibuya ngokusetshenzelwa. That is what we see. Kule culture nale esandi ukuthi siyele kiyo. Lapha esilapho, esilapha engihlala khona, ngiyabona abantu bakhe bezwa emaphephandaba kumbe nakumsakazo ukuthi abantu bebebulalana bengasebenzanga, abantu bazigede iimayini zabo babuthanisa amatshe abo ukuthi baye badiga. Kufike nje abayuthi abantu abancane baphonke ukutshaya abantu. And ungabona eminye imifanekiso abantu ababetshaywa ngayo, umuntu opheleleyo katshayi omunye umuntu ophefumlayo naleyo ndlela efuna ukumtshontshela into ayisebenzeleyo. Those things like i-culture of work kufanele ukuthi sizibuyisele back abantwana bethu bafundise ukusebenza. Ngiyabonga.
Siyabonga mfundisi. Coming back to you, Mr. Kwenda, welcome again to the program. We had Pastor Ndlovu there speaking. He raised a number of issues, issues around corruption, absent parents, a new culture where children are not being taught to work hard, issue of quick riches, violence, and drugs. What's your take on this report where we are seeing a surge in a crime rate, Mr. Kwenda?
I can tell you, I certainly want to agree with the pastor, especially on the issue of corruption and weakened government and dead government in Zimbabwe. When corruption is rampant as it is in Zimbabwe, you see that people tend to corrupt activity and to crime. because we see a situation where the lack of accountability is actually promoting the criminal activities. People will start to see more value of doing things in an honest way. So I would agree with the pastor on the issue of corruption and the government, especially in the government institution. And we can also talk about the issue of unemployment in Zimbabwe. It is a problem. Unemployment is normally associated also with poverty. So in a country where unemployment is very high, poverty will also be high, just like in our own case. Where you see that a lot of young people graduated from universities, cannot access legitimate sources of income. They tend to become drug dealers. They tend to criminal activities as a way of survival. At times, it's not by choice, but because of circumstances. So we also see the issue of inequality in terms of income. Where you see that a lot of people from disadvantaged or the less fortunate are groups in our community can hardly get a reasonable income or the income that is above the poverty bottom line. So you see, they, as a means of surviving, they start to do some illegal activity. Some of them tend to drug abuse just to forget their poverty, try to forget their poverty. And after all, it's not a permanent solution. So it's another issue that is actually driving crimes and even substance use in Zimbabwe. We can also talk about the issue of limited economic opportunities in our country. You see, then the issue of education, youth from disadvantaged groups or communities may not be able to access education, primary, secondary, or even tertiary because of the amount they're asking to pay. In a situation where their parents will be also jobless. So those are some of the key issues that are driving crime and drug abuse in our community, especially among the youth. I see people starting to say, no, I'm talking from a perspective where we see young people who are trying to make ends meet and find it very, very difficult in this economy that is not performing so well, and they start to see some people who are engaged in corrupt or illegal activities gaining more money. So they won't be motivated to do their business honestly, in a transparent manner, or in a legal way. They tend to join those who are committing crimes. So I say it's all about the current economic, social, political environment in Zimbabwe that is driving crimes and drug abuse among the youth, especially.
Thank you, Mr. Kwenda. Mfundisi laphana. Ngubani olomlando ke lapha nxa sikhangela udaba olunje, kungumlando kabani ukulungisisa zonke lezi ndaba?
Okay, mina ngicabanga ukuthi i-community as a whole, nxa ngisithi i-community as a whole, umphakathi wonke weZimbabwe silomlando okukhokhela kumbe ngithi okukhalimela abantwana bethu ukuthi sibalethe back endleleni, ikakhulu angithi mina abakhokheli bethu. Ma ngisithi abakhokheli bethu, angitho kakhulu esihulumende, ngitho eni bukhokheli obukhona eZimbabwe. Kufanele ukuthi sifundise abantwa bethu ukuthi akula mali ephongubuya very quickly ungasebenzanga. Number 2, sifundise abantwana bethu ukuthi in this culture in the Middle East ukuzithatha lokhu okokuthanda ukudakwa nje mysteriously kupho kubona umuntu uthanda ama-drugs, uthanda ukunatha, uthanda ukujayiva. Sifundise abantu babethu ukuthi ekadeni into lezi zazingekho, abantu babesebenza yethi bengajayisa emsebenzini then basebesiya zilibazisa endweni abantu ukuthi bazilibazise khona. Abantu thina ngokwethu njengabazali, njengamatichara, njengamapolitician, like any form of a leader, sikulomlando wona lowo. Bengizathanda njalo ukuthi nezilathi thina abathumayeli asithumayeleni ivangeli leqiniso. Leli vangeli elalezi nsuku lapha esiyithengisa abantu angani inotho iza ngamasalamusi, sort of a magic. Ayisilo vangeli likaKristu. UNkulunkulu wadala umuntu ngomfanekiso wakhe, wamfaka ensimini uAdamu, wamnika umsebenzi ukuthi asebenze. Akula uNkulunkulu owadala umuntu ukuthi i-blessing iphongkwehla nje, uvuke ekuseni uthola imali igcwele efonini yakho, ku-wallet yakho ungayisebenzelanga. There is nothing like that. So abakhokheli bonke ikakhulu esayidini lami elezokholo, asifundiseni abantu ivangeli eliqondileyo. Abantu bengakholwa kakhulu ezintweni zamasalamusi zezinto ezingekho elizwini likaNkulunkulu. Sinomlando sonke abakhokheli, any form of a leader okhona eZimbabwe, I think it's our responsibility ukuthi sisebenze abantwabethu bangenisizelele.
Yes, siyabonga mfundisi. Vakwenda tichipendera chirongwa, nde api matano anofanira kunge achitorwa nenyika kuti pagadziriswe dambudziko iri?
Ndinofunga kuti zvakakosha kuti sehurumende inge ichishanda zvakanyanyika panyaya dzecorruption dzatabva ne I think almost everyone angari taura ne corruption chinhu chekuti chiri kuuraya even future yevana vechipiki, nekuti havachaoni value yekuita zvinhu honestly, kunge kuita zvinhu honestly nehoyo yakanaka zvinemubayiro. Munoda kuti vanhu vanenge vanotozikanwa maripopula vanenge vachivacorrupt voti vange vari kuita mbiri munyika. And also for issue education, I think the government should work very hard kuti vange vachigadzirisa kuti chikoro dzidzo inge ichiwanikwa kunyange nevanhu vanganzi varombo vaya, nekuti kuva murombo hazive kuti munhu anga atori murombo ivhen mupfungwa. Vamwe vacho vanenge vatori nepfungwa dzakanyatsojeka, nekuti dzinogona kubatsira ramangwana redu. Saka investing in education inofanira kuitwa nehurumende, nekuti ndiko kutovaka nyika kwacho kuti tinge tichienderera mberi. Also kushanda panyaya unemployment up, ndii munoona kuti tiri kuramba tichingoti vana vadoko vese vabva kugraduata mauniversity, vabva kutena akwa maskill, vari kutsvaga nzira dzekubuda nadzo munyika. Saka kuti tibudirire senyika zvingatotinetsa, uye hatina zvatinenge tisingatoita zvinobatika, kuti vacho vane maskills vari kubuda hatina kwatingaenda senyika. Saka matambudziko anoite kuita nezveupfumi hwenyika uye nekuwanda kwekuparwa kwemhosva anofanira kunge
achigadzirainye
transparent way zvinova zvakatikoshera.
Tinotenda Vakwenda. Regai nditore mukana uno kuti ndikutendei kuti mauya muchirongwa. Ngibonga njalo mfundisi kuti lingenele kuhlelo lwanamhlanje, kodwa isikhathi yiso esesibalekile laphana. Ngibonga lonke njalo ababukeli elikhona kulolu hlelo. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.